Well, there's a lot going on and a lot behind the scenes, but you're lucky you listen to News Talk 760 WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes, because we're smack dab in the middle of all these things with all kinds of information going on. Now, of course, the big changes in leadership at Michigan State University. The university's athletic director is indeed leaving. And there is a well-known political name that is part of the conversation to take the president's job at MSU. We even have another name to take the athletic director's job, one of our colleagues. And WJR's Marie Osborne is here with the latest. Marie.
Yeah, I've been hearing you talk about this. So kind of wrapping this up for you a little bit here. Let's first talk about Jay Batt. He arrived just a year ago from Georgia Tech at Michigan State. But he leaves after reaching this agreement on a six-year deal with the Wildcats, where he'll also oversee a new affiliated business arm, which is tied to athletics revenue. And his departure comes on the heels of the former president at MSU, Kevin Guskowitz, leaving for Clemson in May. Michigan State has not named an interim athletic director, at least not now, but the speculation certainly has begun. Batt's exit was made easier by a contract clause that reduced his buyout following the president's departure. During his short time at MSU, Batt spearheaded major initiatives, including a billion-dollar fundraising push, long-term stadium renovation plans, and the formation of a new revenue-focused entity set to launch this summer. Now, getting to the piece about the president's job at MSU, which is right now unfilled. The outgoing U.S. Senator Gary Peters, an MSU graduate, he's drawing some attention as the school looks for its next president. Peters is not fueling the speculation. He's sticking to a message that his focus right now remains on serving the Senate through the end of his term. Although people have noted he has not denied any of this speculation either. So as you said earlier, a short time ago, Paul, Mark Hollis's name now is being floated as perhaps ex-Michigan State AD. Maybe he might return as the AD at MSU. He said he might be interested in that job.
I would think he'd be great to go back there. Let me make these decisions for the folks at MSU since they've had trouble lately. Make Mark Hollis the new athletic director back. Make Gary Peters the new president. And while I'm here, I'll help my university. University of Michigan, make Mike Duggan the president of University of Michigan. Okay, let's go to lunch.
All sewn up. Let's go.
Let's go to lunch.
Yep, done. If only it could be that easy, right, Paul?
It can be, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm really done. And, you know, really, your speculation is as good as anyone else's at this point. I mean, these are huge positions within our state. I mean, these are major universities that lead the nation, if not the world, in research, number one. Right. These are very, very important positions that need to be dealt with. And this AD job at Michigan State, they've been in turmoil since the Larry Nassar days. They need to firmly turn the page and move forward.
Yeah, that's why I didn't suggest age-wise and otherwise, I bet people wish they had Luann Simon back in the position that she had. But that's another long story. There was always too much finger-pointing and blame and everything else. Knowing Luann Simon as I did, I never expected for a second that she was aware of these things and let them happen. I just can't believe that. But that's just my opinion at this point. And now she's probably past the age of where she'd want to come back. And I don't think they would have her back. But can I ask you another question about something we haven't talked about at all?
Okay.
I just had Michigan House Speaker Matt Hall on, and I thank him for coming on. He's in a tough position, apparently, being pushed by our president. That would be of the United States, the guy who has these cage fights on the White House lawn, who just celebrated his 80th birthday and is now in Evian? France, right next to Geneva. And none of them were involved in the deal that was agreed upon to build this Gordie Howe Bridge. And now they're making it so that we, Michigan, America, call it what you will, are going back on a deal that I said at the time, never should have agreed to in the first place, but we agreed. We signed the papers. Mm-hmm. And now we're going back and saying, well, we don't get any of the money, and we mm-hmm. don't this, and we don't that. Yes, that's what you signed off on. Doesn't it make us look bad to go back now and say, well, I know we signed it, but...
I heard your chat, and I agree with you. We must move forward. We must move forward from this point. You can't go back and change. You just can't go back. I don't know. Maybe the president thinks you can. We talked to Jim Blanchard on Friday. I sat in for on JR Afternoon for uh-huh. Ryan, mm-hmm. and he said, look, this... We made this deal. This is paid for. This is done. We're holding back on trade.
The clock is ticking, but you're right. I wish I would have heard that. We can probably hear that conversation with Marie and Jim Blatchett on JR Afternoon Online. We continue in focus with another hour on WJR.